理课堂听 class.com
Chapter 14 The Promise. The monster stopped talking and looked at me, waiting for me to say something. I did not know what to think. I was still angry with him, but as I listened to his story, I had also felt pity because of the cruel way everyone had treated him. I felt that I should help him in some way. I looked into his yellow eyes and said, "All right, monster, I have talked with you, and I feel sorry for you. What do you want me to do?" "I want you to make me a friend, one who will not be afraid of my ugly face and body, one who will understand me and like me. I want you to create that friend, a woman. Make a wife for me." When I thought about a woman monster, I felt sick inside. I shouted in anger, "Never! I will not create another thing like you, and then watch it do the same terrible things you have done. Kill me if you want, but I will not do this." "Frankenstein, listen to me," he said quietly. "I have tried to love people, but all anyone has done is hate me just as you have. If you can treat me with understanding and a little kindness, I will leave you alone." "No, I was sick for many months after I made you." "I won't do this again. It is too horrible. How dare you say these things?" The monster stood up. "Selfish coward, if you don't do what I ask, I will destroy everything you love. I will destroy your whole life." These words made me think. If I did not make a friend for the monster, he might try to hurt my family again. And in my heart, I knew that I owed the monster something. Because of me, he had lived a life of pain and loneliness. Seeing that I was thinking quietly, the monster said, "Frankenstein, if you make this woman for me, no one will see either of us again. We will go far away from here, to some country full of forests where there are no people. We will never hurt men or animals." These words made my heart sad for the being I had created. But when I turned to look at him, all I saw was the killer of my brother. But I knew that by doing what he wanted, I would protect my family and myself. I had seen that when the monster was angry, he could do terrible things. Finally, I said, "I will do what you want. But you must promise me that as soon as I have made this monster woman, you will leave Europe forever. If you don't, I will kill you." The monster stared at me and did not say anything for a minute. "How would you kill me, Victor Frankenstein? I am much stronger than you. But I promise you that you will never see me again if you do what I want. Thank you. Now, begin this work immediately. I will be watching you all the time, and when I see that you are done, I will come and meet my wife." Before I could say anything, the monster left the shelter. I watched him walk down the mountain. Soon he had disappeared. It was evening when I left the mountain. I was crying bitterly, and I hated myself again. But I would do this terrible thing. That day I went to Geneva. I had to begin my work as soon as possible.